Tactical Buffaloes Podcast.
Project on the same episode.
When did we go down?
How long was he gone for?
3 seconds, like a minute ago. Oh, it was right after I started talking about the heaviest matter of the universe.
Gotcha. Okay, so if they didn't hear Killswitch Engage,
yes,
primetime band, listen to The New Awakening and pay attention to the lyrics. Amazing.
Is it they're anarchist? Or no, the
Well, you get heavy anarchist vibes from them. I don't know if they are actually anarchists, but you get okay. You get some. You know, it's hard to tell because bands, they either take a super mainstream political approach these days, like Trivium,
right?
Trivium, like they've like Trivium. They started off in.
Oh, okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
So on the photo for Killswitch Engage, the dude on his jacket has an anarchy symbol.
Yeah, I mean, they made a...
Wow.
Now, whether that's actually, you know, he's actually an anarchist or he's right. Just doing that for the vibe, I don't know, but they very well may be. And, I mean, you listen to their stuff and it's like, it's pretty indicative to me, but it's hard to tell. Yeah. So, with Trivium, like I was saying, those guys, they kind of they try to take on that, you know, kind of like a motorcyclist, heavy metal okay. sort of vibe. But yeah. You listen to, they made a couple of songs. There's like, was it Kill the Poor or something like that, where they just come out straight out as like neoliberal Hollywood bullcrap. And so, wow. You know, some bands are like that. Some you're either with a band, you're either stuck with a mainstream political ideology or... Right. Your ideology might get you, you know, banned or something like that. So you just don't even bring up politics. And yeah. So what Killswitch Engage does is they talk about, you listen to their stuff and a lot of their stuff is like deep moral philosophy.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I'm trying to say. Deep moral philosophy stuff. And the stuff that you and I would consider to be like voluntarism,
right.
Stuff like that. Well, or, I personally just believe that voluntarism is just like being a good person.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally what voluntarism inevitably, if you were to describe it in as few words as possible. If you can say like voluntarism is like interacting in people in a voluntary way, what that really means is just being a good person.
Yeah.
So, like,
as every interaction being consensual,
yeah, and so like that really just means like I mean, like the famous line is like, "Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff,"
right? Yeah,
that's being a good person. So, whenever you accept that, that's what like anarchy voluntarism is, then you start hearing it everywhere,
right? For sure,
because everybody wants to be like that. And then they give you all these excuses as to why they need to disregard that.
Yep. It's pretty
right. It's like some people will tell you, like, that's how we should be, but it's like unrealistic for us to engage in a real society based on that entirely. And you're just like, what I usually think is like, how can you possibly say that?
It's like, just
how could you say that it's unrealistic to be a good person in a civilized society? And
it's,
if that's
throwing the baby out of the bathwater.
Yeah, and if that's true, what kind of society are you proposing we live in?
Right. It's like, well, society might be violent, so we have to be violent.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck? It's like, okay.
Sure, friend. All right, Fed.
Yeah. Dude, it's so actually, not last question, but so my parents are very Christian, but they're also very neocon and like very pro government. And I've tried just so many fucking times to be like, hey, you know how the Ten Commandments say, like, don't steal and don't shed innocent blood, but yet the organization which you support literally only exists because it steals and does and threatens violence and kills. How can you justify that? And I've never got an answer, or it's just constant denial or just like frustration. Or I'm not gonna have this conversation. I'm not gonna have a conversation. Or I haven't studied this. You know, it's like, just how do you deal with that?
Well, in a lot of cases, yeah, it is really bad. In a lot of cases, you can't. So, like, this, in a lot of ways, this is, like, a very personal thing. So, for me, accepting volunteerism as just, like, being a normal, moral person.
Right.
Like, if you by accepting, a lot of people don't realize this, but volunteerism came about very much so involved with the Christian church.
Right.
They're actually anarcho-Christian. The Stephen Rose, he runs the Anarcho-Christian podcast. He did an entire episode of volunteerism's roots being based in the Christian, you know, the Christian church. And so, but a lot of it's personal. And so it's, you can give someone all the reasons as to why, you know, not accepting that is not Christian. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to them whether they choose to accept it or not. So all you can really do is just present, try to continuously present reality to them. And whether they accept it or not, it's going to come down to like the same thing as like whether they accept Christ or not. It's a personal thing.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
It just hurts, though, dude. Because, like, my entire life, it's been like, oh, you know, you gotta... And they genuinely, like, are Christian, you know? Like, they deeply care about that stuff. But when it comes to something that would compromise their political belief system, it's just full-on denial.
And isn't that strange how we do that sort of thing as people?
It's just... makes me lose faith in a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well,
sad.
if this makes you lose faith in humanity, then that's good, because you're putting your faith in something that you shouldn't have been putting your faith in.
Oh, there we go. That's actually a pretty that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's something that was told to me quite recently, and I was like, oh, hey, yeah, that's a really good point. We should not be putting our faith in humanity.
Yeah, that's actually pretty profound. I like that.
Yeah, it's man will constantly fail you. He'll, you know, the man and woman of humanity will imperfect. Even trying to do our best will constantly fail. It's just a fool's errand to put our faith in other humans. And
right.
All we can really do is try to be better ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sassy, here's a question. What do you think about the conversation we were having earlier in which, like, what gets you up in the morning? You know, where do you get your purpose from, I guess? If not, spirituality.
Just wanting to make a future for myself.
Okay, I guess, but why?
I don't fucking know. I live my life on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Damn.
You know, like, if I'm not here tomorrow, I would like to do everything that I can today to make today the best day that could possibly be.
Yeah. And I'm going to question that again. And I'm not trying to lead you towards anything. These are questions that I've been like massively struggling with. Like, why? Why does it fucking matter if you know?
What, are you okay? Time? Like,
dude,
you
I'm
sound
a,
like
I'm
you're
fine.
Coming from like. You sound like you've been like fucking Matt over these questions. Like,
you left
social media twice and came back and fucking told everyone you were going to kill yourself. Like,
no, I'm perfectly fine. It's just been really, I've been thinking about like careers and I'm like,
I guess it's the hope for a better future.
Yeah, but why does that even matter?
If I give it my all today,
you'll be dead. But if
I can make myself. I can make something of myself while I'm still here.
Yeah, but if things don't matter in the long run, like what's the difference between you being alive or dead?
Not being buried in the fucking ground.
I guess, but I mean, shit, dude. I don't know.
I mean, really? I don't know how you feel, but I mean, I honestly kind of have this theory of my own. Not necessarily that I believe in reincarnation, but I definitely believe that your soul. Was like the soul that's in your body is not a soul that was made just for you. It's an old soul. It's seen a couple bodies, and you know that's when you get into like the the birthmarks having something to do with your previous death or random memories that pop up that you don't really remember, or just like random shit that you just have knowledge from out of nowhere.
Okay.
Like when I was very young, I was very, you know, like fucking 6 or 8 years old, I had an almost obsession with World War II, which is not something that's necessarily normal for a kid that's six.
Yeah.
To be so interested in, but I was very interested in history, and I've always been told that I kind of act like an old grouchy fucking man.
Yeah. True. So, Marauder, what do you think about that?
About reincarnation?
Or I guess, what, just...
Yeah, I guess you'd call it reincarnation, just to make it simple.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all by collective experience in the form of instinct or passed down genetics. I'm very much an evolutionist, despite my Christianity.
It coincides so fucking well. It's so frustrating when Christians are just like, oh, that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have no qualms with the idea of a Big Bang or anything like that. It's just like more of an expansionist view of what God's method of creation is.
Yeah, exactly. There has to be a physical reaction to the creation of the physical world. It's so ignorant to think that it doesn't make any sense for there to not be a physical reaction when God creates, like, the physical realm, you know. It's like, obviously there's going to be something. So
yeah, I mean,
why would it not be the Big Bang?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's more meaningful to me this way. Like, I'm not impressed with, you know, the Genesis story. I'm not saying it's necessary. I think the Genesis stories are more or less metaphors that were used for tribes people that didn't understand anything more at the time. I personally am not really impressed by mud drawings becoming people. If I were to find out that is legitimately how we came into being, that God drew images of people into mud and breathed life into them, then so be it. But I don't particularly believe that, and I don't particularly think that's a graceful way of creating life on God's part.
Right.
The reality is that we're carbon-based life forms. We are literally the product of stardust. We are the product of billions upon billions of years of exploding stars, various energies from, in all probability, infinite realms of universes and different dimensions, energies colliding to form stars that exploded and imploded and supernovas, and the result was a dust that settled into gravitational wells that turned into, you know, chemicals that inevitably came together to form biological life. And we are that. And so we're the result of an infinity stardust settled to create sentience, and I think that's freaking beautiful. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I think it's something that only an artist could do, and I think there's a lot of beauty to this life. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, this is an infinite universe. I wouldn't be surprised at all by, you know, the idea of reincarnation. I don't necessarily think your soul passes from body to body, but I would not be surprised by some sort of supernatural phenomenon in which you necessarily take spiritual traits or spiritual journeys or something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I do believe in spirits. I'm a Christian. I believe you have a spirit. I think that there's more to the spiritual path than just occupying a flesh vessel. So, I have no idea what else there might be, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was an aspect of it. I think there's probably a lot more that we don't even understand. You know, the reality of our planet, I don't think we have even scratched the surface of our own mentality or our own spirituality.
Yeah, for real. We know nothing.
Yeah. Our species will probably die before we've accumulated a knowledge of 1% of the reality of this universe.
Isn't that pretty gay? What bothers me is that we only have one life. It's like you learn all this shit going through life, and then it's like, all right, now that you know things, you're dead. So,
oh, but you have continued experience, brother. You will, and then there'll be a whole host of information. The information that you learned beforehand may be completely irrelevant to what we face, you know, going forward after we die. Well, I have no idea what all is gonna. Excuse me, but I think it'd be a real shame if we learned everything, because the mystery is part of the adventure.
Yeah, really. What else is there to life?
I think that it would be a real travesty if somehow we were able to prove that God existed. I think that'd be a true travesty, because the relationship stems from trying to find him.
Yeah, it's faith, not knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I have a friend that we always talk about, like, when we're talking about these things, the only thing that we can think of that has meaning is art. You know, like, work is designed as a punishment, but art, that transcends nature, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do for art?
Let's see. I mean, I listen to music.
Okay.
I personally don't do any paintings or anything like that. I find myself out in nature quite a bit.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
Yeah. I don't know if I do any sort of constructive art where I'm like creating anything like that or anything. I used to draw quite a bit, but I don't really do that much anymore. I heard memes were like a thing before memes.
Like, were a thing.
The word meme was like around and relevant before, but although albeit less well known, before memes as we know it took off.
That's true.
Like it was like meme, like the word meant like a cultural phenomenon or something like that.
I mean, that's pretty much what they are.
Yeah. Wait, so here's a question. Can art be art if it has utility? I would say no. Sorry, Seth.
Well, let's see.
Because then you're not creating it to create, you're creating it to serve a purpose. You're not exploring like outside of utility. You're not exploring outside of work. You're exploring. You are doing something that has utility, so it's work.
Okay, so what if you see that the utility is itself the purpose of the art, like inspiring thought?
I still, man, and that comes down to the question that has never been answered, and what is the definition?
What is art?
Yeah, what is art?
So, like, for example, what if I get assigned to make something? So I get, my boss comes around, he's like, hey, I want you to make something that's going to challenge the faculties of this group of people. Okay. They've researched, they have come up with all these things on this topic, and they're ready to dispute whatever you create. And so you create it and you make it really complex. And then people come in and ponder it, what you look at. What you made is art, obviously. Like you're sculpting or something like that, or painting maybe. But you were given a purpose to it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay, while you were saying that, I came up with this idea. Fuck, I'm sorry. What if art isn't like the actual creation? It's like that. It's the feeling within the creator. So that's why it doesn't have a definition. It's because it's not a thing. It's like that feeling you get when you're inspired to create.
Might be, but then what's the point of an audience?
There's not a point.
Okay, let me rephrase. Is there an audience?
No, it's you, because, I mean, yeah, you get like a serotonin when people are like, oh, that's so cool. But also, most of the great painters died before their work was ever known.
Hmm.
So they did not have an audience, you know, not in their lifetime, which is what's important.
So would you consider them a great painter then, before the audience?
In the eyes of us looking at it through our narrow lens, yeah. But I mean, really, it's up to them whether or not they were a great painter.
So, so it's, if I take out a canvas right now, and a paintbrush, I start sloshing some paint around, I just a great painter.
If you get that, if you're like, I'm fucking creating art, if I'm doing something that's outside of utility, you know, I'm exploring the world through imagination and creativity, then yeah, you are. If you're just like, oh, ho, ho, I make art, then no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I really, the only thing that I know is that the only true way is to return to monkey.
Return to monkey.
But see, monkeys don't have art.
That's the beauty of it.
They have shit.
They have shit art.
It's so simple.
You throw your shit at a wall.
Oh my gosh, we should do that. Just go down to like the White House and just start throwing shit at it.
So what you're saying is civilization is doomed and the only solution is to return to monkey?
I think that's what we're saying.
So it seems. So it seems.
I like it. I'm for it already.
Sassy, you're pretty close to monkey already, so.
Hell yeah.
It's just like a few mental steps down and you're pretty much there.
Fuck you.
I'm, yeah. So if you're not aware, Sassy's a hairy, large man.
I've seen the pictures of his booty, the hair.
I'm sure you still have them.
Who hasn't seen the pictures of Sassy's booty?
Because we can fix that.
Sorry, my dog's trying to hump my leg.
Hell yeah.
He's a big chow.
He wants that leg cock.
I sat down on the ground beside him, and he likes to like crawl on my lap. He's a big boy, and he likes to like lay on my lap. He started straddling up to my leg. I'm like, Virgil, stop!
hey! Consent. Consent.
Good boy.
So I'm trying to find a picture of your ass, but I don't think I have one.
Oh, well, I'm sure you fucking do.
No, I got a new phone.
Oh, I'm sure someone has one.
I said I found a picture of your
that time whenever the Nods girl.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, gosh, dude. Do you remember that, Sassy?
Yeah, a fucking send Nods.
Yeah. I squat enough.
What do you squat?
I squat often enough. My squat isn't all that particularly like insane or anything like that due to my knees, but
gotcha. Dude, fuck squatting.
Yeah, I mean, I've done ass to the grass for a long time, which is supposed to be better for you. It's just there's more with the increased range of motion, there's more areas to fuck up. But it's good to do. Squatting is great to do. It's just you got to be careful with it, or else you can hurt yourself. A lot of guys like to say, like, you know, weightlifting is viable for long periods of time, and you should be doing it for long periods of time. But you are going to feel it in your joints over the course of time. Your joints will take wear damage.
Yeah, man, I lost so much weight. I need to get back in the gym.
I have weights in my house.
A good set.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're raggedy ass, but they work for a while.
Yeah, that's what I need. Dude, I live 20 feet away from a fucking gym, like in my apartment complex, but I'm just too fucking lazy. So, whatever. I'll just die. Who gives a shit?
Do you have any, like, elastic bands or anything?
No, and the issue is not access to weights, it's that I'm just lazy.
That is.
It's... Ah, fuck! Stop biting my foot. Marauder, what kind of dog do you have?
He's a chow-chow.
A what now?
A chow-chow.
Ow! What is that? Send a picture.
It's a real fluffy brown dog.
Virgil, oh, I've seen him. Never mind. I've seen him. He's cute. He's so cute.
He's like the best.
Ow! My dog is a... Shepherd lab mix, and he's attacking my feet.
Yeah, my parents have two German Shepherds that were there whenever I was growing up, and they're badass.
Yeah, he's teeth, so he's everything's a chew toy, especially my legs. Stop biting me.
Virgil is just about the calmest dog you'll ever meet.
Really? That's so funny. Yeah.
But they're super aggressive.
Really?
They're like, yeah, if like a stranger comes around, he will freak out and just...
That's awesome.
Yeah, and just kind of go into mall mode. But whenever it's just his people around, he's like a sloth.
That's so funny.
Good boy. I'm petting him right now. He's sticking his arm out. Golly. His chompers are huge. His mouth's like... I could probably fit my hand in his mouth. And he's only a year old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Good boy.
Dog. Do you have a dog?
Do I have a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Virgil, the chow chow.
I just told you.
No, Sassy. My bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I have two.
What are they?
A lab boxer mix and a Maltese.
Oh. Very cool.
Okay, this is the dark side of the Liberty community right here.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that guy made a fucking parlor?
Are you Sue?
Who?
The fucking Gypsy Crusader guy.
Oh, gosh.
Paul Miller or whatever the fuck his name is.
That picture...
The clown. Like, the legit clown.
Yeah, he's pretty horrible. You know, I just don't believe in an interracial marriage. Okay. Very cool, dude. That's... Yeah.
See, I don't. A lot of them claim to be like Christians or something,
right?
And it's just like, Okay, I guess we're just going to ignore the fact that, like, you're called to make believers of all nations, and...
Yeah, for real.
Love your neighbor as yourself, and... But, yeah, it's okay. Just go, like, neo-Nazi or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, oh, he's black? Nah. Can't have...
No Jesus of mine was black.
There ain't black people in the Bible. Alright. Well, this has spawned into some serious degeneracy, so if you guys are to wrap it up.
Sure. Do you want to end on any other conversation or anything like a real that?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck. What gives... Sassy, ask a question. Let's let you all you ask the final question.
Hold on, I'm peeing.
He goes on the Emily show. He's like, "Oh wow, all these podcasts are so like established and like really good." He goes here, and it's just not good.
Well, I've appreciated it though, so
it's been fun as fuck.
Yeah, are you gonna edit this like to take out the like? The silent moments or anything like that?
Yeah. Okay, Brian will go through and give it the old once over, so he does a pretty good job. Real quick.
What am I supposed to do?
Ask a final question, but real quick, did you guys know that Magnum Research is a bunch of fucking FUDs?
I mean, it's you didn't need me
Magnum
to...
Magnum Research.
Yeah. I didn't... whatever. Look at the... Yeah, it's...
Do you really have to research that?
Look. The Deagle was cool. I didn't realize they were that gay.
No, they're super fit. If you've ever owned one, they're the finniest fucking guns that you can get.
Oh my gosh.
They are so Punisher. Selective about...
That was them. They posted that.
You can't get worse than this.
Look at that graphic.
Oh my gosh.
Look at their tags. They tagged fucking PSA. And a biggest, finest revolver.
Why? Why would you? This just hurts me in a spiritual level.
Should. They were also, some dude was like in the comments, like, oh yeah, I love it when my constitutional rights get banned, like talking about bump stocks. And they just had the most wrong response. It was so weird. They were talking, I can't like repeat it because it made literally no sense, but it was like, something about full autos. It was basically like, well, someone else banned full autos. It's like, that is not the point.
Reagan banned. Yeah.
It was really weird. Let me see if I screenshot it. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, Sassy, what? Oh, here we go. Fuck yeah. Okay. So someone said, make a Punisher Trump bump stock. And then Magnum Research responded, or just buy a real full auto. Oh, you can still own those? Crazy. I thought Trump took them away. Wait. That was your congressman and woman, as well as the NRA, that pushed the bump stock ban. We forget the little facts. Hashtag triggered.
What? That they didn't... That's not too banned.
It was an executive order that banned the bump stocks, not Congress.
But wait, yeah. Wasn't he talking about fully automatic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which were banned by Reagan, right?
He says, or just buy a real full auto. Oh, you can still own those? ? Crazy. I thought Trump took them away. Wait, that was your congressman and woman as well as the NRA that pushed the bump stock ban. It just is incoherent.
Well, I mean, the full auto ban's been since fucking Reagan.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. About. Like...
In the same sentence, it says the bump stock ban.
I think it's just clear that they're wrong.
Yeah.
On either account.
I've been trying to figure this comment out for a while. So. It's just.
I just don't think they're really much of a manufacturer to be taken seriously. Were they the ones that made the 45-70 revolver? Isn't that right?
What the fuck?
I don't know if it was them or if it was some other fucking retarded company, that but yeah.
Hurt. Yeah, let me see. We gotta look into this.
Oh, you could only use some super light fucking loads or else you couldn't shoot it.
Oh my gosh.
They'll teleport you into a different dimension.
That'd be... I bet it'd break your... I wonder if it'd break your wrist. It was them. It was them. The BFR 4570.
Yeah, sure is.
Hey, Jack, you know what would be a hell of an idea? What's that, Marcus? Why don't we make a revolver with a fucking 4570 cartridge? I like your thinking. Fuck it, let's make one with 50 BMG.
Isn't that a rifle cartridge which is designed to be taken advantage of with a full barrel and will only achieve maximum velocity with a powder burn that can be achieved with that full barrel? Eh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Isn't that the whole purpose of the difference between handguns and rifles? Is which takes advantage of which? Fuck it.
Fuck it. That should just be their motto. Fuck it. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. But yeah, Sassy, what's a question you have from Roder Project? Or Roder?
A good one.
Better be fucking serious, too.
You're asking the wrong person.
We don't fucking... Fuck it. Okay, well, if Sassy can't think of anything, I'm going to ask you to real quickly run through your gear setup, since that's what we're starting to move towards in terms of, like, our niche.
Sure. Yeah, we're turning into a bunch of gear whores.
Which is fucking awesome.
I like it. Okay, so where do you want me to start? Play carrier?
Boots. Boots. Boots, pants,
play carrier.
Shirt, rifle, hat.
Okay. So, boots right now, I have the optimal perform... I'm sorry, I'm thinking of pants. Boots, I use Danners.
Danners?
Yeah. You ever heard of Danners?
I have not.
Oh, dude. I love they're that. It can be super expensive, but they're pretty great. I have the 360s, I believe is what the model number mine are. They're okay. So these are leather-based boots. They usually will have like a rubberized toe and like a stiff hiking sole. So
gotcha.
I don't know if you guys have covered this before, but so the stiff sole is what you want for whenever you're climbing high amounts of incline or if you have a large load that you're carrying on your back, because it's the stiff sole combined with a high ankle support will keep you from rolling your ankle and will keep you with a good neutral foot position for whenever you're climbing slopes. Right now, for like in the city or for situations where I'm doing more of like a sprinting or carrying weight short term, but I need to move fast, or even just on my, you know, my daily, I don't wear those Danners every day. What I'm wearing right now are the Timberlands. They're Wolverines. They might be made by Timberland. I'm trying to remember. But, so they're, like, technically a work boot.
Okay.
I'm looking, yeah, so they're made by Wolverine, and they're the, 6-inch ankle, traditional work boot that they make, and you can get them at, like, Tractor Supply. Okay. So they're brown leather, and so they look very much like a hiking boot, but they do not have a steel toe or anything like that, so they're not gonna have that, that issue, but
yeah.
But so the difference between them is that the sole is not stiff, so it's going to bend whenever you need to sprint. It's going to bend whenever you need to like push large amounts of weight or anything like that. So it's a good, you know, it's designed for work. It's designed for you to be able to lift stuff in and whatnot. So during like a casual, whenever I'm wearing casual clothes, I'll wear these with it usually. For pants, I have, it kind of depends on which pattern I'm going with my AOR 2, which is that Naval Special Warfare Type 2 digital camouflage works very well. It's kind of like the multi-cam patterns, but in a vertical digital style pattern. Yeah, it's a really, really good pattern, especially with night vision. But
yeah,
I have the Patagonia set of pants, which is generally like that's like what they use for the military issue a lot these days, and so it's a I consider it a pretty good pant. They have the external mounting knee pads as opposed to like internal inserts like the Cry. They have external ones, so you basically stick them on the outside, and they have little rotary mounts where they fasten down onto the outside of the outside of the pant, and they're pretty great. And for my top, I have a dry fire. Isn't that right? Or I'm sorry, is it dry fire, dry fit? Can't remember.
If it's Cry, you're talking about dry fire.
Yeah, dry fire. Yeah, the top is that dry fire AOR2.
Oh yeah, dude.
So it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
it's pretty good. But and then for whenever I'm running my pink cut green zone, I've got optimal performance system pants and top, and so that's the that Hong Kong company that I was talking to you guys about. Usually when guys talk about like a Hong Kong company, that's like you think of like a cheap $50 pair or something like that. No, these are, no, it's like $200 for the set. And so it's not super cheap or anything. You can use Cry inserts into the knee pads. It's just they outfit 0241 Tactical, and they make pretty good stuff for being a Asiatic company, but the primary awesome thing about them is they just make tons and tons of stuff in different camouflages. So you can find anything from M81, multicam Tropic, any form of Kryptek or ATAC or anything like that. So I consider them a pretty good company. And Pinkcock Green Zone is a great functional pattern, so I like that a lot. Moving up my belt, I use an RDR gear. I think the like a war belt is going to be on the lesser side of functional stuff, because I like to carrying stuff on my midline is less optimal. I'd prefer to that should be your bending area, your bend section, right. And so if you are running stuff around where you bend, it's just you just want to be careful with that. But for my belt, I use an RDR gear belt. It's got the stiff inner belt, and then it's got the, you know, the Velcro outside where you slap that on with the Molly. And I run just a regular Eagle Industries closed flap mag pouch for carrying either two 5.45 or 5.45 or 5.56 mags, or 1.762 mag in there. So that's the whole reason I carry that Eagle Industries. I actually like those Eagle Industries closed top magazines. I know a lot of guys don't like them because they're not super fast, and the Velcro is a little loud, but they're great if you want to be able to have a mag carrier that can have whole different size magazines or multiple smaller magazines. So and they're cheap as fuck, and you can just replace them whenever you need to. But so I run one of those. I run two pistol mags. I usually mount a stuff sack down on the inner belt, and it sits down below my larger belt. I have a small med pouch, a knife. It's a SOG government agent fixed blade. They haven't made those knives in a long time, so that's actually a pretty rare knife. But and then a Safariland you know, Safariland holster for my Glock 19.
Which model?
Oh gosh, ALS, is that right? QLS? It's whichever. It's not the newer 700 model. It's like that 600, whichever. It's the one that was the second newest, I suppose, is the best one. And it's got the okay. What's it called? The enclosing hood that pops up over it, and I usually just run it down.
Okay, yeah. So the 6036?
Yeah.
Okay, I just ordered that one. So, do you like it?
Yeah, it's good. I've heard with the new the 7 gen or whatever model system, like I've heard they've had a little bit of trouble whenever you're bearing weight on your side, like if you're laying on your side trying to draw from that holster. I've heard that they've had a little bit of trouble with the pistol not coming out. Haven't tested it for myself, so I just whenever I got that, I just went with that.
Huh.
That 6 series, but moving up, get to my plate carrier. So I'm using the Optimal Performance Systems quick detach plate carrier. So it's the same people that made my Pincock Green Zone battle dress, and it's quick detach. It's got those quick detach tabs. I can. If I fall into water or something like that, I can knock those off real quick and take off my, my plate carrier. And so it's in Multicam Tropic. I'm running some LCT, LTC, however you say it. Those the very very generic but really good composite plates inside there. And then I have a Spear 2 Systems. Microfight chest rig as the placard and a Faro, because I think the Faro danglers are a little bit bigger than the Spear 2's sacks, so I run that on there. And then, of course, for Ear Pro, I got my Piltor contacts. Those are pretty good.
Damn.
Ryan, and
they're so nice.
Yeah, they're really awesome. And let's see, what else do I have? My rifles, my HK91, which is the G3, the civilian G3, SIG 5.56, which is like a really, really modernized, almost it's you'll get a lot of debate about this, but it's got a AK style operating system and what seems to be a 5.5. It's like the, if you've ever seen the SIG 5.50 that the Swiss use, it's an Americanized version of that. Then my AK-74 and a whole host of different other firearms that I have. But let's see what else. I run Eagle Industries A3 assault pack. Love it. I think your kit is incomplete without some sort of kit carrying ability on your pack. Now, I will say whenever I load it up, it makes the plate carrier and the assault pack, it's really, really rough. I found a lot of guys have never really carried large amounts of loads with a plate carrier, and until you do, you won't really know to the true extent of what a plate carrier is meant to be. A lot of guys will be like, yeah, I can definitely carry a sustainment kit on my back as well as my plate carrier. Like, whenever you do it, you'll find that that plate carrier doesn't allow the shoulder straps of your backpack to actually rest in the pits of your shoulders like it's supposed to, and instead it brings it to the sides of your arms, and within like an hour your arms literally feel like they're about to separate from your shoulders. I have a good buddy who whose shoulders bled from doing just that. Yeah, but I mean, it's something that you as an individual have to try out in order to actually get an understanding of that. Something that's, if you're going to be actually moving around in the field, a good chest rig or load-bearing harness of some sort is probably going to be a wise investment. So I have an Optimal Performance Systems enhanced chest rig, which has four close top, so the flap rifle pouches, so it can carry 4.762 mags or 8 5.56/5.45 mags on it, plus 2 utility pouches, and then I run a like a fanny pack with a M81 fanny pack whenever I do that, plus the either an assault pack or a some sort of rucksack or ruck pack. So that's whenever I'm moving through the woods doing long hikes, that's what I carry.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Quite a bit to it.
Yeah, but that's a respectable fucking kit, dude.
I appreciate it. And it's always growing.
Yep.
it's now it will be more now that I'm engaged, so.
Yeah, dude.
Now that I've gotten that purchase out of the way.
Wait, say that again?
I said, yeah, it'll be growing more now that I've engaged and gotten that purchase out of the way.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, because how long had it been since you bought something, like, new?
I mean, I bought that chest rig, but honestly, a chest rig that costs like $100, it's not really, you know, $100, $150, it's not really a big investment, so it's been a while since I bought a new gun.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. And then like a few days later, it's like, all right, I need to buy another gun.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty bad. Dude, the meme I just sent is on the accurate side. And the,
let me see.
Brian, where the fuck are you? So I think Brian fell asleep. What do you think? Oh, Sassy left.
Oh gosh.
So he actually went to bed. That's funny as fuck.
Well, I'm gonna have to get out of here soon.
Yep. It is past my bedtime as well, so well, we'll have to have you back on and have an actual topic on plan. That's totally my fault. I forgot.
No, about all good, dude.
Part. So whoops.
No, however, all good.
This was fucking fun, and I had a good time. I hope you guys did too.
Oh yeah, it was great.
But yeah, Marauder Project. Why don't you plug all your stuff? Or I guess, is it just your Instagram page right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Parler as well, but I just really don't do that much in there. But you'll probably catch me the most on Instagram, which is marauder.rises.
That's right. That is right. But yeah, check him out for all kinds of insightful philosophy, politics, and just stunning nature.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, it's an awesome page. And we're honored to have you on. It's been really fucking fun.
Thanks, my man. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed it took this long, but I'm really glad we made it happen. Looking forward to the next time. So hopefully Sassy doesn't fall asleep.
For sure. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, go check out Spirit of Resistance to buy Tactical Buffalo's merch. Don't buy Centennial High Points merch. Yes, live free, I guess. I don't fucking know. But thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.